It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. For years, the coastal waters off of Long Island have seen massive fish kills, turtle die-offs, and algae blooms. Officials have known for years these effects are the result of too much nitrogen in the water, and sometimes they have to close beaches as a result. But the exact source of the nitrogen has remained a bit of a mystery. Joining us now with the latest clues is Nancy Kelly, Long Island Chapter Director for the Nature Conservancy. Nancy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
So let's start off with the basics. Nitrogen. This is a naturally occurring element, but it's bad for marine life. This is something I remember when I had a fish tank.
That's exactly right. Too much nitrogen entering into our waters wreaks havoc on our system. The nitrogen actually fuels, as if excessive fertilizer were being dumped into our water. It just fuels naturally occurring algae into explosive blooms, which can even become toxic, and they have become toxic. As a result, these blooms deprive marine life, key marine life, scallops, clams, oysters, fish, and turtles of the much-needed oxygen supplies that they need. And, of course, this is exacerbated by changes in temperature that we see as a result of climate change.
And now there are a lot of potential sources for nitrogen pollution, including sewage discharges from wastewater treatment plants following heavy rains. But now the Nature Conservancy commissioned a study that discovered a different source, septic systems. Is this a big problem on Long Island?
The Conservancy engaged in a massive restoration project across Long Island waters starting about a decade ago. We had some good years, and we had some very poor recruitment years. So we commissioned a study with scientists from Woods Hole University, subsequently also working with scientists from Stony Brook University here on Long Island, to find out what were the predominant land-based sources of nitrogen flowing into our water. And the surprising result was that the majority source of this nitrogen pollution was wastewater from individual residential septic systems and cesspools.
Would you say the nitrogen pollution is due to a rapid population growth and the shallow groundwater under Long Island?
Well, certainly Long Island experienced explosive growth beginning in the 60s and 70s. Populations across our counties, particularly in Suffolk, skyrocketed. And as a result of the significant population growth we saw, the amount of nitrogen generated from human wastewater has nearly tripled since the 1970s. So absolutely, it's the increase in population and then also the way we have developed Long Island, which, if you think about it, in its most basic form, is a sandbox with very porous soils into which whatever we put on the land eventually flows down into our underground storage aquifers that eventually seeps out into our bays and harbors.
So if nitrogen is leaching into the aquifer and people are drinking that water, why isn't it hurting human beings the same way it hurts or affects fish and wildlife?
Estuarine systems, as we've now learned, are very sensitive to increases in nitrogen levels in ways more alarming and more drastic than increases in our drinking water. We always have to be mindful about what's in our drinking water. And excessive nitrogen in our drinking water can also point to other potential sources of contamination in our drinking water that we have to be mindful of and take steps to correct.
It was just last month, the Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone approved this new style of septic tank that really sounds a bit like a wastewater treatment system in your backyard, and it reduces the amount of nitrogen that'll be discharged into the aquifer. But is it reasonable to think that enough people will switch over to this system and solve the problem?
There are some 360,000 on-site residential systems across Suffolk County alone. There are more in Nassau County as well that will need to be replaced with nitrogen-removing technology if we are to solve this problem. So the good news is that we've identified the problem, we've identified and are now taking steps toward the ultimate solution of this problem. But of course, as in any daunting conservation challenge or public challenge, it's going to continue to take government action and dollars.
Nancy Kelly, Long Island Chapter Director for the Nature Conservancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.